There's been a rare bipartisan outcry in Washington against President Donald Trump's decision to remove US troops in northeastern Syria and clear the way for Turkey to invade. And in the firing line, as so often in history, are the Kurds, in this case trained as part of a Syrian-based force to battle ISIS in the stead of the US and its allies, but who Turkey says are terrorists. This was Donald Trump's view of the Kurds in September 2018.
We have to help them. I want to help them. Go ahead. What's next? They fought with us. They fought with us. They died with us. They died. We lost tens of thousands of Kurds died fighting ISIS. They died for us and with us and for themselves. They died for themselves. But they're great people. And we have not forget. We don't forget. I don't forget.
Well, not now. And even Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, normally a Trump cheerleader, is warning the decision to abandon the Kurds to Turkey only benefits Russia, Iran and the Assad regime. In a moment, a US general who helped to train the Syrian Democratic Forces will tell us it's a gift to ISIS too. But first, this report from Nick Grimm.
The night sky lit up by the flashes of explosions, images said to be Turkish warplanes carrying out airstrikes on a border crossing between Syria and Iraq. And on Syrian television, more video that they report shows a Turkish artillery bombardment close by. But a US military base in the region lies empty and silent after American forces wasted no time withdrawing from Kurdish-controlled areas. Locals here gathering in protest against their former allies, who stood resolutely beside them in the war against Islamic State, but has now told them it's time to fight their own battles.
When the international coalition leaves the border and abandons its ally, who fought for the whole world when the Islamic State group was at the top of its power, well, we condemn the international community for leaving these people alone.
The US withdrawal from the region was the green light for the offensive, according to the head of the Kurdish administration's Foreign Relations Commission, Abdul Karim Omar.
This move, or green light, that Trump gave Erdogan will actually provide the Islamic State group with an opportunity to regenerate and reorganize themselves.
Turkey's military action has been widely expected, including by Turks like Feliz Katman, an assistant professor at Istanbul's Aydin University.
It has been on the agenda for quite some time, and everybody knew that there was a kind of negotiation among the parties.
Even so, Donald Trump's announcement he'd pull out US troops came as a shock to many in Washington, where even members of his own party have condemned the plan. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News it's simply a bad idea.
And this is going to lead to ISIS reemergence. Nothing better for ISIS than to create a conflict between the Kurds and Turkey. So this is a big win for Iran and Assad, a big win for ISIS.
Other Republicans have warned it will lead to a slaughter, and Senator Graham has told Donald Trump that he'll ask Congress to impose sanctions on Turkey and frame a resolution urging a presidential back down.
That's what we're doing. Is it a firm decision, sir?
It's always a firm decision.
Even so, the president has told reporters he's not for turning.
And they say, well, maybe we could stay longer. I say, well, when do we get out? There's got to be a time we get out. We have to bring our people back home.
But Donald Trump isn't heedless to the plight of the Kurds. He's warned Turkey's President Recep Erdogan against overstepping the mark.
They could suffer the wrath of an extremely decimated economy.
What that means is unclear. Donald Trump hasn't elaborated. And here in Australia, the federal government is watching cautiously. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds.
It is far too early to speculate on the implications of what's currently unfolding in Syria. But again, we are monitoring the situation very closely. We're talking to all of our allies, including the United States, to assess and monitor what is happening. And then we will make any decisions on Australian policy.
The opposition also waiting for further information about the implications for Australia. Acting Labor leader Richard Marles.
Look, the United States have made their decision. It's important that as this plays out, it plays out in a calm and measured way.
And adding to the uncertainty, what's to become of the tens of thousands of former IS militants and their families currently held in detention camps within Kurdish-controlled areas, already brimming with violence and extremist ideology. The Guardian reports that British SAS and French special forces already in the region may now be given the task of securing camp perimeters to avoid a collapse in security.
Nick Grimm with that report.